Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
In October 1970, police discovered a woman's body several hundred yards off of Route 94 in Chester. State police say they're investigating whether the body is one of several women that went missing from DeVernon LeGrand's home in Brooklyn. In the 1960s and 70s, LeGrand, who styled himself as a clergyman, recruited women to pose as nuns and beg for money in New York City.
Every summer, a man named DeVernon LeGrand piled a bunch of kids he called his, quote, orphans, into a ramshackle school bus in Crown Heights. He called himself Bishop LeGrand and told neighbors that the kids had been rescued from hospital wards and foster homes. After the kids had filed into the school bus, his wife stepped on board, and then it was time to head upstate. The driver pulled the door closed, and the bus with the words LeGrand Acres painted on the top of the windshield lurched toward the bucolic town of White Sulphur Springs in the Catskills. It was impossible to keep the kids quiet on the way up, as abandoned tenements gave way to neater suburbs and then just open land. They twisted in their seats and pulled down windows, smelling fresh-cut grass and catching glimpses of actual cows resting in meadows, flicking their tails. DeVernon LeGrand told his followers he'd been ordained in Newark, New Jersey, and they never pressed him for more facts. DeVernon wasn't the sort of person who entertained personal questions. If anyone was going to get personal, he was the only one who'd be asking questions. He had a talent for sizing people up and finding their weakest spots. To the many down-and-out women and men who'd fallen under his spell, he knew them better than their own families, and they'd do anything to keep him happy. The neighbors in White Sulphur Springs, who lived next to Bishop LeGrand's ranch, were also familiar with the bus, and every summer when they heard it rumbling up Shore Road, leaking an oily trail of exhaust behind it, their hearts sank. It pulled into the ranch, a former hotel and bungalow colony set on 58 acres, and came to a stop outside the cluster of peeling clapboard buildings. Then its door opened, and this year's batch of kids piled out, the look of excitement fading fast from their faces, when the reality of the LeGrand Ranch hit them. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. Every building at the ranch looked like it was falling apart. The horses they had been told they could ride all day looked emaciated. Over the winter, a grave had to be dug for four of them after they starved where they stood. And inside the small wooden dormitories, there was a jumble of broken furniture, mouse droppings everywhere, broken screens, and dusty windows. It was no wonder, by the third week of camp, that the kids started to rebel against the man who had promised them the experience of their lives and conned their families into giving him money for a summer of fun that did not exist. The kids wandered the countryside with no adult in sight, begging and stealing food, scavenging through mailboxes, and even stealing furniture from a home while the owners were away. Loud parties, crying children, and even gunfire were heard all night. When one neighbor summoned the courage to go knock on the ranch door, he was surprised when DeVernon answered it, his black hair pomaded and neatly combed back, wearing a cream-colored suit. He calmly listened to the neighbor's concerns and then said he completely agreed. They were out of control, ungrateful miscreants, mischievous little shits. LeGrand even had an idea. "Next time you see them acting up," he said, "you just take off that belt and give them a licking." He bade the neighbor a polite goodnight and then shut the door and retreated into the moldy parlor, where his followers lurked in the shadows, eager for the thick summer darkness and another drug-fueled night of sex or sudden, terrifying violence, all depending which mood Bishop LeGrand was in. To the relief of the neighbors who lived near LeGrand's depressing, sprawling ranch, a summer finally came when no kids showed up at all. The bus sat on a muddy patch of ground near the barn. A single corn-tossed box lay near an old flagpole. As summer turned to fall, they were just beginning to hope that the mysterious and crisply attired bishop was never coming back. Until one night, when they heard a car slowing as it approached LeGrand Acres. The car's headlights were cut off, and for the next few days, men's voices could occasionally be heard arguing. At night, there was the unmistakable smell of paint thinner, as if someone had decided to scrape every wall of the dingy camp from the inside out. And much later, a trunk slammed, the headlights of the car were turned on, and the vehicle disappeared. In the morning, Bishop LeGrand arrived in the cream-colored Cadillac that matched his suit. While his chauffeur waited in the car, he strode in and out of the building, emerging just a few minutes later, annoyed that his neatly pressed pant legs were now spattered with dried mud. His chauffeur opened the rear door for him, waited politely for him to climb in, and then they drove away. It would be years before LeGrand Acres would be visited again, this time by authorities who came with a backhoe, hoping to dig up the bodies of three of his followers. To understand something about the highly intelligent maniac named DeVernon LeGrand, you have to understand his insatiable appetite for sex and schemes. The sex was often violent and predatory. His headquarters was at his home at 222 Brooklyn Avenue, a four-story brick building with ornate windows that just recently burned down as if some heavenly force were exacting revenge. The fire burned so furiously that several firefighters were injured. A crowd of onlookers filed by in the days afterwards, crinkling their noses at the pervasive smell of smoke.
Yo, the next door shit is getting bad. Yo, it's extending. The fire is extending.
Even as a burned-out shell with boarded-up windows, the building still lists at $907,000 on Zillow. Everyone had a story about 222 Brooklyn Avenue and the terrible things they had heard happened there. Underage girls forced to have sex against their will and held captive, his many wives pitted against each other, informing on each other, constantly fearful he would turn on them. And then there were his schemes, the ranch for underprivileged kids, the possession of everything his followers owned, and numerous other short and long cons. But he was most famous for something holy, specifically nuns, dressed very much like nuns, who wandered the streets of the city during the day in their black habits, collecting money for a church that only existed in DeVernon LeGrand's mind. I grew up in New York City, and I remember DeVernon LeGrand's nuns as a kid. Because even as a teen, I found something strange about a nun begging for money on an uptown 6 train, or in Times Square, right next to the 3-card Monte guy, and the guy handing out flyers for the topless joint. It turned out there was a small posse of them, and at the end of the day, they all made their way back to 222 Brooklyn Avenue, where they were savagely beaten unless they made their daily quota of $100 each. He recruited them like a minor league baseball scout, having his chauffeur drive him around in the cream-colored Cadillac. There was a place in College Point, Queens, that was a favorite hunting ground. It was known as the Adventurer's Inn. It no longer exists. Just another relic of 1970s New York that's gone forever. But my father used to take me and my two brothers there after a trip to the beach on Long Island. I thought it was pretty seedy back then, but it was the first place I ever played a video game. It was called Kill the Shark. You hold up this plastic mini harpoon, aim it at the screen, and fire at the shark. It did this horrible wriggling dance every time it died, and my father had to drag me away from it every time. I loved Kill the Shark, but what I didn't know was that there was a 15-year-old black girl named Elizabeth Brown who also used to play the arcade games at the Adventurers Inn in the same period of time I was there. DuVernay LeGrand, sitting in his cream-colored Cadillac, had an eye on her, instantly knew she was alone and vulnerable, and had his chauffeur intercept her when she left. It must have taken him only a few minutes to make her feel like she was someone special.
You run out of quarters?
Maybe.
How would you like some more?
What do I have to do?
Just stop looking so sad. I can tell a mile away. You've got something special about you. Do you know that Jesus dwells inside you?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. I can see it in your eyes. Look how they're lighting up now.
Even the prosecutors who would later put LeGrand in jail were ashamed to admit that he was the ultimate salesman, like all cult leaders are. The early 1970s were flush times for DuVernay LeGrand. The nun business was in full swing. He was adding more wives every month. And he'd also gotten most of them pregnant over the years and was believed to have a total of 46 children. They were packed tight on the upper floor, some of the more unruly children even locked in cages. By 1975, he was raking in more than $250,000 a year. And now 15-year-old Elizabeth Brown was part of his family. The same girl who might have been playing an arcade game just a few feet away from me in 1975. She was working the subways now with the other fake nuns and living as a concubine at 222 Brooklyn Avenue. And at some point in the mid-1970s, he killed Elizabeth Brown at the home. Hardly anyone noticed she was missing. Her own family had mostly written her off. The only person who really seemed to care about her had turned on her in a paranoid, angel dust-fueled rage. Whether she had failed to earn her daily $100 quota, or refused sex, or whispered something innocuous about him that was then repeated by one of his wives is unclear. He would kill so many of his followers that their meager offenses would be lost to time, but his methods were always remembered. It was neither the first nor the last of the murders that would occur at 222 Brooklyn Avenue. On a bad night, the music blasting out of the building would suddenly stop, and screams would be heard. Then, strangely, the sound of his followers singing hymns, drowning out the beatdowns that DuVernay would sadistically administer. One of the most horrific murders involved Gladys Stewart, his daughter-in-law, and her daughter Yvonne Rivera, 16, who had both decided to leave the LeGrand family. They were stomped to death at the home by LeGrand and his enforcers as the rest of the followers sang hymns in the basement to cover up the sickening noise. It was Yvonne's and Stewart's dismembered bodies that were brought to his LeGrand acres upstate, bathed in paint thinner to prevent recognition, and then dumped in nearby Briscoe Lake, where police scuba divers eventually recovered the bones. It's believed that Elizabeth Brown, the girl from the Adventurers Inn, was disposed of in the same way. I've often thought of Manhattan as a fortress of impenetrable wealth. Driving down the Belt Parkway this week, staring at the setting sun glinting off the skyscrapers of Lower Manhattan, I wondered how many other unknown followers there were in the outer boroughs at that exact moment, seduced by charming sociopaths like DuVernay LeGrand. We'll be back after a short break. As you know, the world can be a dangerous and unpredictable place. With every case I've studied, I learned one thing. Your best line of defense is your vigilance and preparation. That's why I recommend Simply Safe Home Security. Just this week, a neighbor across the street told me that at 8 in the morning, he had seen three men run down the block and beat and rob a man who was carrying a bag of tools. I always think of this as a safe neighborhood, but I have to admit, I don't have that feeling 100% of the time. That's why I feel a little bit more at peace knowing that Simply Safe, with its entry sensor, motion detectors, and cameras, is always on the lookout for me. Simply Safe was named Best Home Security Systems 2024 by the U.S. News & World Report. And it's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Get 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/homes. That's simplysafe.com/homes. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
We're back with Murder Homes. On May 14, 1976, LeGrand was indicted on charges of having murdered two of his wives, one in 1963 and one in 1970. He and his son were also indicted for the murder of Gladys Stewart and Yvonne Rivera. 23 of LeGrand's other followers, those nuns who spread out on the streets of Manhattan for a church that did not exist, were declared missing. One of his disciples would testify in court that he killed Gladys Stewart in the following way.
He arrived home real drunk, started calling out to Gladys, and he was cursing her, calling her every name in the book, no good whore, blasphemous traitor. She knew what was going to happen right away. She'd seen it happen to Elizabeth Brown. But she couldn't get out the front because Frank the handyman was there. She ran all the way up to the top floor and hid out in a bedroom. And of course, he found her in a flat second. And we all listened to her crying out to him, "Don't do this, DeVernon. I'm your daughter-in-law. I'm blood." We could hear him beating on her head. It makes a sound as real as a bat hitting a ball. He beat her until she didn't say nothing at all. We watched him drag her down the stairs, her head bouncing off the steps and her eyes half open. And he left her there all night. She crawled back up the stairway back to the bedroom upstairs, and in the morning, she was dead. DeVernon told us, "Get everyone out of the house," and he dragged her down to the basement, and we could hear the chopping noises for a few hours, like a wet sound. And he was catching his breath and cursing her this time because it was taking so long to cut her up. He carried her out like trash on a Sunday, two garbage bags all slicked with blood that he dumped in the trunk of a Cadillac. Then he had Frank drive him to the farm.
Another disciple who was ordered to assist LeGrand on his drive to the farm described how Yvonne Rivera's head came toppling out of a canvas sack when he was transporting it to the main building at LeGrand's acres. Chewed out by the bishop and fearing his wrath, he spent the next 2 hours making sure he disposed of her corpse, following each instruction LeGrand had given him.
1. You place it in a metal wash tub. 2. Douse it with 2 gallons of paint thinner. Don't buy that expensive kind either. Set it on fire till the face burns off. Dump it in the pond. Any part of that you don't understand.
The pond was nearby Lake Briscoe, where kids swung off frayed ropes tied to old trees in the summertime. Toppling into the waters, shallow enough that the disciple was able to point out the submerged bones to police divers, who grumbled about even having to put on their wetsuits. Back at 222 Brooklyn Avenue, this is what LeGrand told his followers when they noticed the mother and daughter were missing.
"You all remember Gladys. Daughter or no daughter, you'll join the bitch. You know what I do with bitches. I burn them. That little bitch, Yvonne, came down to see about her sister, and I got her, too."
In 2016, state police dug up the area around LeGrand's acres and found more human remains. LeGrand was convicted and sent to prison along with his son, but the phantom church he created refused to die. After a lull that lasted a few years, his nuns continued to appear on the streets and subways of Manhattan, wearing their bogus metal crosses and holding their donation cups, lightly bowing toward anyone who passed them and asking for money to support the Children of St. Joseph's. One of them, Mindy LeGrand, wearing thick framed glasses and a fake laminated ID, held out a metal bowl and called out for the kindness in people's hearts as tourists flocked by her on Mott Street. The fake charity ruse pops up again and again in New York City. Teens asking you to sign up as a benefactor for their basketball tournament with clipboards in their hands to seal the deal is another perennial urban favorite. But the fake nuns were LeGrand territory, and even after he died in prison, he had 46 children to continue the family business. To this day, many think the crime family still survives. Vivian Santacola, one of LeGrand's disciples, incorporated the fake church St. Joseph's in 1980 and continued to run LeGrand's fading empire at 222 Brooklyn Avenue. Her tenure there only interrupted when police twice presented search warrants and then dug up the basement, hoping to find bodies. But everyone who was affiliated with LeGrand knows that there was only one place he took bodies, LeGrand Acres. Vivian Santacola ended up in a rest home in Kingstree, South Carolina, where she died under mysterious circumstances. Her stepdaughter believed she was poisoned and told authorities that she was foaming at the mouth before she succumbed. Vivian still owned 222 Brooklyn Avenue, and it doesn't take a lot of imagination to consider the fact that one of the late bishop's 46 children had taken an interest in it and had decided that they could patiently wait for Vivian's death as she played gin rummy in Kingstree, or hurry things up a little. Briscoe Lake is a charming little spot. There's a small viewing area where you can contemplate the ducks gliding on the surface on a clear blue day. An American flag hangs limp near a split rail fence. Occasionally, locals say, otters can be seen, poking their whiskers above the surface. You take a few pictures with your cell phone, climb back into the car with your loved one, and continue on, hardly noticing the meadow where Bishop LeGrand once made the journey from Crown Heights with body after body. It's all gone. There isn't a trace of the clapboard buildings, the rusted school bus, the metal washtub, the cabins his wives and enforcers and orphans slept in, the sign that said horseback riding, camping, swimming, and fishing, promising them the summer of their lives. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Murnovich. Murder Homes is created by and executive produced by Matt Marinovich. Executive producers are Jennifer Bassett and Taylor Chacoin. Story editor is Jennifer Bassett. Supervising producer is Carl Cadle. Producer is Evan Tyre. Sound design by Taylor Chacoin, Evan Tyre, and Carl Cadle. Special thanks to Ali Perry and Nikki Ator. Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal, whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise. Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.